My name is Evan. I'm 11 years old.
My name is Javel. I am 11 years old.
My name is Rasul. I am 12 years old.
We interviewed
Connor Green.
Connor Green on July 11th, 2017.
My birth date is April 13th, 1993. I grew up in Sharpsburg, which is a borough of Fox Chapel, and I was born and raised down there. I moved to the North Hills when I was in elementary school and grew up there. Graduated from Hampton High School in 2011. I knew I wanted to join the military my whole life. That was always one of my dreams from when I was really young. A lot of my family members had served, so that was what I wanted to do because I didn't want to go to college. I didn't want to go to school. When I went to high school, I already knew that I was going to enlist once I turned 18, and that's what I did. I served in the United States Army, and I was in the Global War on Terror. I served in Operation Enduring Freedom in 2012 to 2013. When I look back on it now, I was really young. I was just a kid. When I enlisted, I started in October. I knew next Christmas I would be most likely in Afghanistan. There was a 90% chance, and that's exactly what happened. I was an E-1, so that's a private. I progressed three ranks above that before I got out, so I was a PV2, and then private first class. And then when I got out, I was a specialist, so that's right below sergeant. I learned a lot of things from going into the military. One of the greatest things I think I learned from serving in the military was to love someone else more than myself, and for someone to love me more than I care about myself. And what I mean by that is I have my friends that are civilians, but the guys I served with, the fact that I cared more about their well-being and safety than my own, and it was reciprocated, and they felt the same way. That was one of the greatest things I took away from being in the military. I got out of the military in October of 2014. It was a bittersweet moment. I was really happy to be able to come home because I lived in Washington State, and I had been away from home for a long time, and I was ready for a change of pace, and I wanted to go back to school. Right after I got out of the military, 3 months later, I had a seizure, a grand mal seizure. I was working for my brother at the time. It was in the winter, and I went into a Geico in the South Hills and paid for my drink and my food. And the last thing I remember was getting my money and putting it back in my wallet. Well, what happened? I woke up about 20 minutes later in the back of an ambulance. I had a grand mal seizure. I'd collapsed. I'd locked my knees up and fell into the gentleman behind me and kind of took him out because he tried to catch me. And I had never experienced this. My family doesn't have it. So I was kind of in shock. I didn't know what happened. I'd hit my head really hard. I'd bit my tongue and I'd stopped breathing actually for about a minute and a half. And a police officer was actually in the line behind me and started doing mouth to mouth on me. He set up a mask and started breathing for me essentially because I had stopped breathing. I was told it was unlikely that I'd have another one and I didn't think anything of it. But when you have a seizure, you lose your license for 6 months if you drive. So that's a big deal. And then I had my most recent seizure in September of this year. Again, same thing. I was at a supermarket this time buying ice cream, actually. and woke up in the back of an ambulance again and I suffered another seizure. And I have a service dog now, Bradley. He goes with me everywhere, rides the bus with me whenever I lose my license for 6 months. I got paired with Bradley in October of this year, and Bradley has the ability to smell my seizures. So he can let me know if a seizure is coming on. He can alert to me in a number of different manners, and he carries medication in his pouch. And if I get the medication in me before I lose consciousness, it'll stop a seizure. All my tests have come back negative for epilepsy, but since I've had multiple major seizures now, I'm diagnosed with it. I never suffered from them until after I actually got out. It was like 3 months. Everything happens for a reason. I like to look at life that way. So when I got out of the Army, I went to community college for about 2 years to get back into the school. And then I transferred to Duquesne about a year and a half ago. And before I got out, I was already thinking, you know, what do I like to do? What can I do to make a difference and do something better and move on to the next set of goals? Because it's important when you finish a goal, you can't stop there. You have to make new ones if you achieve them. I knew that I liked coaching and I liked teaching. That's why I went back to school, and I'm currently in school to be a teacher. The military is the best thing I ever did with my life. If I didn't do it, I wouldn't be where I am right now. I wouldn't have the drive I have. It really taught me discipline was a big thing. It taught me how to conform and work as a team, do jobs and tasks as efficient as possible and set goals. It's definitely impacted me. I didn't want to regret not going into the service or completing it honorably and getting discharged, doing my time. I don't have any regrets. When it was tough at times in the military, I always thought about people that had come before me and done the same thing and that I could do it too. And I wanted to be proud of something and make my family and friends proud.